Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Well, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch here, and we're here Monday through Friday. When we're not here, we're somewhere else doing what we do, which is essentially bring the world to you through the fractured lens that is the Phil Hendry Show. The best way we know how in this fractured world that we live in. And there is some fractured stuff going on. Now, I have Margaret. How are you doing?
Well, I'm good.
Margaret Gray is going to be joining us. Those of you who know her from her guest appearances.
Yay! Thank you.
All right, bud. Thank you very much, bud.
Yeah, just wanted to welcome Ms. Gray on a show.
I appreciate that. Can I say something?
Let me just introduce you. Margaret has been on our show as a guest, a frequent contributor, but we do want her on the program. Because there's no question, Margaret, you have a decidedly, I guess, you know, I don't like to think of myself, I'm not really conservative, but you have a much more liberal point of view than me. Would you say that's fair?
I would say that's very fair, and I would also say that it's fair to say that you're very conservative.
I don't agree with that.
Well, that's fine. I'm not really, what am I allowed to say here?
Just say what you want to say.
I'm not asking you.
All right, hold on. Let's not get into fights right away.
No, I'm not getting into a fight. I'm laying down the ground rules for Robert and Bud. Do you understand?
Yeah, I know, but I mean, Mr. Henry's going to be the one to lay them down.
Yes, I'll lay the ground rules down, but Margaret, I want to know what your comfort level is.
My comfort level is not having this one here, Dickman, saying, oh, well, you better ask Mr. Henry, you know.
No, you got to make fun of the way I talk or something.
I'm not making fun of the way you talk. What I bitterly resent is that when I say something, there you are, like this court jester that sort of sits in the shadows with the bells on your hat, you know.
Well, that's not right. Yeah, you saying that thing.
All right, now hold on for just a minute. What I want to say, Margaret, is this. I think you are entitled to say what you want to say. And, Bud, the reason why I've got Margaret on is I've got nothing against you guys. And no, it doesn't mean your role is diminished, okay?
Yeah, just want to make sure about that.
It's not, well, dude, look at man, you know, I make the call, okay?
Now, you're all nervous the way you said that.
Well, you did come off sounding nervous.
Come off sounding nervous about what?
Well, you're laying the law down, but you're saying, you were.
Yeah, you're so, like, I'm not sure.
I'm sure. Believe me, I'm sure. I'm sure as to what it is I'm saying. I lay down the law, but I want everybody to have a comfort level. But Margaret obviously is going to be afforded a bigger platform, if you will. She's going to be afforded a wider space, if you will.
Because, I better not say.
No, go ahead.
Well, because of how big your butt is?
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Hey. Whoa. Why'd you put your hands on his throat?
No one says that about me. You know something? I've got to just reboot here.
Hold on, Margaret.
No, I'm rebooting.
Why did you say that, man?
She said you need a wider space.
I said that. I'm going to tell you something, man.
You know, I walk back in.
Well, you walked out.
No, I want to say something. Because my butt is bigger, is that what you said?
Mr. Henry said a wider space.
And so you thought that meant I need a bigger chair because my ass is big.
That's what the assumption was, yes, ma'am. But I make an assumption.
No, this is an assumption.
Well, I have an assumption for you. I'm going to assume that you're missing about two-thirds of your brain and that what's left sort of rolls around inside your skull, all right? So that everything you say, I will react to based upon my belief that you really don't have much more skill than to be able to eat with your hands.
Yeah.
And to need assistance in the toilet.
Okay. What do you mean?
In other words, you don't know enough to wipe your own anus.
Oh. Okay, come on, will you?
No, I mean it.
All right, well, if this is how it starts, then obviously this is a failure. Right out of the gate.
No, it's not a failure. It's not a failure. But if he is going to call me a fat ass or my ass is too big...
Ms. Gray, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to say that or anything.
No, if that's what you want to say, that's fine. But I'm going to move forward on the premise that you need assistance wiping your own anus... And in eating.
No, you said I eat with my hands.
Right. You eat with your hands. I'm sorry. I misspoke.
Oh, okay, well, great. That's much better than what you did say, which was that he needs assistance in eating. Now he eats with his hands, and he needs help wiping his anus. Isn't that what you said?
Well, are you getting some prurient thrill out of that?
Yeah, what is there, some dirty kick that you get?
No, I'm not getting a dirty kick. I'm wondering whether I can actually say that on the air.
Well, you didn't say it, Phil.
Could you speak up, please?
You didn't say it. I said it.
All right, fine. Let's just take a break here, okay? And when I say take a break, you guys just allow me to just jump into the show here, if you don't mind. Thank you. All right, one of the things that we never mention on the show, and we might have mentioned it, maybe we didn't already. The fact is that, by the way, I love you guys in radio who always tweet what a killer show you had. You never really talk about what you did on your show, but you say, killer show tonight. Well, what the hell did you do, man? And then they'll say the guest they had. We never do that with our show, you know.
Yeah, it's true, man.
We don't. What we say is, tonight we had so-and-so and such, and this is what we talked about. And we let the so-and-so and the such-and-such, and this is what we talked about, we let that speak for itself, you know. And you can say, well, that sounds like it really sucked, or you can say, oh, that's moderately interesting, and you can go over. But I don't know, I don't come from that orientation. Wow, what a killer show tonight. Yeah, what did you do? Well, we, you know. You what, man? You talked about the county fair? In any event, in looking over Twitter, I suddenly realized that you guys are, you probably don't know that we do have a Twitter account. It's twitter.com/realphilhendry. Margaret, you are on Twitter. That is correct?
Yes, Phil. It is twitter.com/MargaretGray, and that is Gray spelled with a G-R-E-Y. And
also,
excuse me, but I'm talking. God.
Bud.
My husband, Frank Gray, is also on Twitter. And Frank is at twitter.com/FrankGrayEsquire. That's Frank Gray, G-R-E-Y-E-S-Q.
Yeah, well, good.
Would you shut your mouth? I swear I'm going to...
Why?
Phil, one word from you, I'll put my hands back around his throat.
That was very shocking, though.
What was?
The fact that you grabbed his throat.
Yeah, try to strangle me.
When someone says to me, do you have a bigger part on the Phil Hendry Show because your ass is big? When someone asks, do I need a bigger platform because my arse is too wide? I put my hands around their throat.
Well, ma'am.
No, not well, ma'am, anything. I put my hands around their throat.
Ma'am, I didn't mean to say nothing about it.
Well, then don't say nothing about it.
Well, I would rather you not do that.
I don't really care.
Well, I if you put your hands around that guy's throat and you somehow choke him out...
What do you mean, choke him out?
I mean, if he passes out as a result of you cutting his wind off, which happens when you strangle people, they don't necessarily die. They'll pass out. And sometimes they pass out and bump their head on a table. Sometimes they pass out and they don't come to for a while.
Well, what are you accusing me of?
I'm accusing you of potentially being liable for injury to that guy. I hope you don't do it.
Yeah, if you did, then I would have no choice. I got to sue.
You know what? I don't understand half the stuff this guy says. That's what you sound like.
He was talking about he'd have to sue you.
Oh, you'd have to sue me. The wife of an attorney. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, here. Yay.
Well.
All right. So we're not 15 minutes into this show, and I got people that are threatening to sue each other. I've already had you put your hands on his throat.
And do not use that tone with me.
Margaret, I'll use any tone I want. You can walk off the show right now if you want to. I'll use any tone that I want on this show.
I had no idea that I would be in for this kind of abuse.
Well, you are. You're in for this kind of abuse and more. Now, I don't like to talk to you this way.
No, but I can tell you're getting your jollies.
Yeah, a lot of times you do.
No, I can tell you're getting your cookies. You know?
Why don't you talk like a lady? What do you mean, getting my cookies?
You know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean. I'm not getting my kicks talking to you rough. I'm trying to tell you the rules of the road. I don't want to have to talk about this anymore. I don't want to have to take up large swaths of time on this radio show threatening people, telling people to get in line, and so forth, okay? I swear to God, this is the only show in the history of the world, in the history of man on this planet, in the history of talk radio, where the host has to spend more time correcting and slapping back into line people that he has on the air with him. And I don't want to have to do that.
Well, Phil, if you're talking to me, you know, I know he's not talking to me.
Well, he's not talking to me. Well, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to all three of you. That's who I'm talking to. God, I'm already out of breath, man. You know that I've had vocal problems. I've been off and on with this vocal problem for a long time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I had to take time off, go to ear, nose, and throat guy.
Well, why didn't you tell me? I could have sent you over to Dr. Melvin. Why didn't you tell me?
I don't know who Dr. Melvin is.
Well, I do know who Dr. Melvin is, and it's someone that we could have had you treated, and we could have had you back on the air. How long were you up?
Well, I've had to take a day last night to get my throat straightened out, and it still doesn't feel like it's there.
Well, I'm going to call Frank during the break.
No, don't call Frank. Look, we got a show to do, and we're going to get into our show. We have, first off, Mitt Romney is the news, you know. And one of the reasons, Margaret, why I brought you on the show, and I can see you smiling.
Oh, I can't wait to sink my teeth in. Mitt Romney is an absolute disaster. He really is. And I cannot believe that the Republican Party has been so, and I think you've made this point, Phil, that the Republican Party has been so remiss and so utterly disconnected from the political reality of America that the Republican Party would nominate someone as sloppy, as ill-spoken, and ultimately as doomed as Mitt Romney. And I am very much looking forward to getting into this one tonight with you, Phil Henry. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Mr. Henry's the host.
I know that.
All right, hold on. Thank you, Margaret. That's one of the reasons why we brought you on the show, so we can hear from you as to the take on, you know, Mitt Romney. I think a lot of people listen to me and they go, well, Phil, you know, you're sometimes a conservative, sometimes you're not. Nobody knows what the hell you're talking about. You don't know your ass from a hole in the ground. So we have Margaret Gray with us. Bud Dickman also with us. Robert Leonard here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-7445. The Milwaukee Lions took on the Tampa Gator Bait yesterday at Ed Henry Air Park Stadium in Clearwater, Florida. And if you want to hear the game, it is available for download, the full game, available for download in our Milwaukee Lion podcast archives at philhenryshow.com. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-7445. Let's start things off here. First of all, to again reiterate and to re-welcome Margaret Gray joining us as in-studio contributor. Good to have you, Margaret.
I'm very much looking forward to it, Phil. Thank you.
And we also have Robert and Bud with us.
Thanks, Phil. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, okay. And
will you not say thanks?
Yes, you can say thanks. All right. You can say thanks.
Well, we already did.
Yeah, I know you did, but you guys are making a big deal out of Margaret being on here, and I don't want you to do it and just stop, okay?
It's another dynamic, that's all.
Yeah. Go ahead. You tell Phil what you and I were talking about. You say it better.
Yeah. Phil, just one thing, okay?
What?
Ms. Gray, we're really happy to have you here.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
But it's another dynamic, you know, and what I was saying to Robert was that maybe we ought to have, like, Robert Corner or the Bud Corner or something.
You guys already do your iron swine stuff. Now, let me just continue here, okay?
All right, whatever.
I think what Phil's saying,
Just hold on for a minute. What are you saying?
I wanted to explain to you what Phil was saying.
I don't think we need you to explain, you know.
Yeah, we know the lay of the land. We've been with Phil a long time. That's all right. Thank you very much.
Well, excuse me,
but, you know, if you don't mind, you come in here trying to tell me how what go on and everything like that.
All right, take it easy, will you? Quit being so territorial.
I was going to suggest that it might be a good idea that the two of you have your little Bud's Corner or whatever, you know.
Well, I mean, it's not Bud's Corner like I'm going to be in a corner. I mean, it's okay. We
got the lay of the land.
Oh, good. Well, you have the lay of the land, then.
You guys are being very rude, you know.
Well, I mean, I just want to, you know.
She come bumbling in here, man, like a bull in a china shop.
There they go with the fat jokes, you know.
They're not making fat jokes.
I'm here. I'm listening.
All right, Republican Mitt Romney is running damage control after video of the presidential candidate telling wealthy donors that nearly half of Americans believe that they are victims was posted online. The video obtained by news magazine Mother Jones was reportedly captured at a closed-door fundraiser in Florida on May 17th before Romney formally secured the Republican nomination. In the clip, Romney shares frank opinions about voters who support U.S. President Barack Obama. And he says the following thing. He says, quote, "There are 47% who are with him, who are dependent upon government, who believe that they are victims, who believe the government has a responsibility to care for them, who believe that they are entitled to health care, to food, to housing, to you name it. That's an entitlement," he says. All right, so the 47% that support President Obama are people who are dependent upon government, who believe they are victims, who believe the government has a responsibility to care for them. Another leaked video from the same $50,000 plate event shows the former Massachusetts governor questioning the feasibility of a two-state solution for the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians. In the clip, he says Palestinians don't appear to be interested in peace and are, quote, committed to the destruction and elimination of Israel. The video was shot at a home in Boca Raton, Florida, belonging to private equity manager Mark Leder, or Mark Leder, according to Mother Jones. On Tuesday, it was revealed that the person to leak the tape was none other than the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter, a Democrat who was angry at the GOP attacks against his grandfather. Romney did not refute the authenticity of the video at a news conference held late Monday. Instead, he said his words weren't elegantly stated and were off the cuff. Romney, a multimillionaire businessman who spent much of his election campaign defending himself against the criticism that his wealth prevents him from relating to the average American, detractors pointed to his wife's Cadillacs and his venture capital firm in an effort to... How many Cadillacs has she got?
I don't know. I think she's got one or two. In other words, how many Cadillacs do you need? You know?
Yeah, she's probably got, like, more than one.
Okay, why don't we just let Margaret handle this segment, okay, guys? Just you back off, okay?
Well, I mean, I was not going to say nothing.
Just let her handle this segment.
Thank you. I don't know what to do here.
We'll work it out. So in the video itself, Romney alludes to the remarks made against him. What's he going to do? What's he going to do, by the way, is try and vilify me as someone who's been successful or who's, you know, closed businesses or laid people off and is an evil, bad guy. The video was posted online the same day Romney's campaign noted that it would be changing its strategy to catch up to President Obama, who holds a narrow 3-point lead in the polls. In the video, Romney makes markedly more unpolished comments about his strategy. My job is not to worry about those people. I'll never convince them that they should take personal responsibility and care for their lives. What I have to do is convince the 5 to 10% in the center that are independents. In a statement issued to the Associated Press, Obama's campaign referred to the video as shocking. It's hard to serve as president for all Americans when you've disdainfully written off half of the nation. All right, before we talk about this, Margaret, I just want to ask you, do you think it's fair to judge a man by comments that are made off the cuff or off the microphone?
Well, I absolutely do, because he is making these comments. How many times have we seen in the many years that we've dealt with these kinds of people? What are you doing?
I made a paper doll.
He's cutting paper dolls up over here.
Did you knock it off, bud?
What?
Because the paper doll says Margaret on it.
Yes, I noticed that.
Okay, I'm going to throw you out of here. Go ahead.
If you do, you know what, Phil? I don't need you to help me. If you do that one more time, you know what's going to happen.
All right.
So I think that Romney has been around long enough, and we've all been around long enough to know that microphones are open, that there are live mics, hello, and that the decision to make these comments, however odious and however insulting, the decision to make these comments by Mitt Romney was also a stupid thing to say. So you have really two very ill-considered decisions. Number one, he's making this statement and not choosing his words very well. How does he know he's not going to offend the people he's talking to, even if they are off the cuff? And the second comment, Phil, that I think is the second thing I have to say, Phil, that I think is equally important, if not more so, is doesn't he know by now, as many of these candidates must, that there are live microphones?
That's true.
Yes, that there are live microphones, and that these idiots are making these comments. And I would say the following thing before you cut me off here. Mitt Romney has shown himself to be so stupid I think the decision can be very well easily made right now not to vote for him.
All right, there's Margaret Gray. We'll be back with more here on Mitt Romney's comments today, or excuse me, the comments coming to light today, made back in May about 47% of America. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry.
Welcome back here from the El Pacifico, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And we are online at philhenryshow.com. That is, we have live streaming video of our show every night from the El Pacifico, so you can watch us perform the show in studio. And you can also get a backstage pass and listen to hundreds of thousands of billions, well, actually, almost 5,000 hours, 5,000 hours of radio. All our show, and we also have a video archive, and we also have our Milwaukee Lions archive, and we also have other video casts that are in our archives. We've got other interviews we've done for media. We've got other radio shows that we've been interviewed on. We've got other TV things that we've done. All kinds of stuff there, man. It is digital, electronic, and broadcast media. That's what our site is about. It's about our radio show and all of the amazing things that we've done on the air and off. And if you want to be a part of that, it is $9.95 a month, and that's it. Now, I know that there's all kinds of internet subscriptions that a lot of you guys have, and I say this without any fear of being refuted in any way. Ours is the Best Buy online, period. Outside of porn, you know.
Why would you have to add that?
Because there's people going to say, well, what about a porn site? I can't compete with that.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Well, I'm a woman, and I'm sitting here, and I'm offended by that.
Well, you got to understand.
You know, hold on. Margaret, I don't mean any offense by that, okay? I'm just saying, you know.
I just think that to say that porn... So in other words, you excluded, and you did what Mitt Romney did today, Phil, by the way. You excluded one half of your audience. I hope you know that.
Okay, do you want to make an issue out of that, or do you want to talk about Mitt Romney?
Well, I want to talk about Mitt Romney, but I think when you say porn...
I'm just saying, there's going to be a lot of people who will say that it is much better to get a porn subscription than a subscription to your site, Phil, but other than that... A subscription to our site beats any other hands down. I don't care if it's the New York Times, man. You can come to our site and get an immediate laugh, and you don't have to screw around with anything other than that, you know? I mean, I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why you'd have any subscription online other than a porn site or ours. Those are the only two you need. That's what I'm trying to say. The only two that you would need would be a subscription to your favorite porn site, which I know a lot of you guys have got anyway, so I'm not going to sit here and argue against that, and our site. That's it. Nothing else. You don't need anything else.
What about, like, they want to subscribe to the L.A. Times?
L.A. Times sucks compared to us. New York Times sucks compared to us. Newsweek sucks compared to us. Okay?
What about Bubba?
Oh, what about Bubba?
Bubba's great. Then you need to have Bubba and me.
What about Sirius?
Are you kidding? Sirius?
Oh, my God. You are going to go on record as saying Sirius is not worth the subscription fee that they should subscribe to your site.
I've already gone on record and say that the only two shows that are worth a damn over there are Opie's and Howard's, and the rest blow king-size primates. Huge, King Kong-size, you know.
I am a very big Sirius XM fan because I happen to know Mel.
You know Mel, so see, I... You know,
Phil, don't be sarcastic. That's someone that can help your career.
Oh, can he really? You know, the guy has had 20 some years to help my career. He's had his chance. Mel's had his chance.
Oh, well, excuse him for not getting around to it.
Well, you know, do whatever he wants, man. I'm just telling you. I don't want to talk about this. I want to talk about Mitt Romney, okay?
You're the boss.
That's right. Yeah, he is the boss. And you ought to remember that.
Don't point your greasy finger at me.
Ow!
Hey, hey, hey! God, Margaret, I got to break a fight up between you and Bud. I brought you on this program for a little elegance. All right?
Then don't tell him to stick that greasy... What is on that finger?
What?
What is on the finger you just stuck in my face?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
What is... What, Bud?
I got to go to the bathroom. Are you kidding me, man? I didn't.
I think I'm going to be sick.
What did he do?
I probably didn't wipe good.
Didn't wipe good. Margaret, I apologize.
What are you running here?
Don't, just take it easy.
All right, I just forgot.
Forgot what, man? Nobody forgets to do that. Nobody.
Oh, man.
You really ought to be ashamed of you. I thought when I came on this program that there would be certain provisos.
Margaret, just hold on, will you, please? Now, on the line, we have a friend of yours. Bobby Dooley's going to join us. We do want to talk here about what was said today. I have the comments here by Governor Romney. Let's listen. These comments were made in what appears to be a meeting of supporters. Perhaps these are, it sounds like it's a strategy meeting. It was a meeting he was addressing. It was a meeting that he wasn't speaking off, when we say off the cuff, it wasn't that there was a... It wasn't that he didn't know he was talking into a microphone. He was talking into a microphone. Now, the video camera that was recording this looks as if it has been secreted or otherwise hidden. We're told that the video was released by the grandson of Jimmy Carter. I don't know if that means he took the video or if he just came into possession of it, but let's listen to Mitt Romney.
There are 47% of the people who vote for the president no matter what. All right, there are 47% who are with him, who are dependent upon government, who believe that they are victims, who believe that government has a responsibility to care for them, who believe that they are entitled to health care, to food, to housing, to you name it. But it's an entitlement, and the government should give it to them. And they will vote for this president no matter what. And I mean, the president starts off with 48, 49, 43. He starts off with a huge number. These are people who pay no income tax. 47% of Americans pay no income tax. So our message of low taxes doesn't connect. And he'll be out there talking about tax cuts for the rich. I mean, that's what they sell every 4 years. And so my job is not to worry about those people. I'll never convince them that they should take personal responsibility and care for their lives. What I have to do is convince the 5 to 10% in the center that are independent, that are thoughtful, that look at voting one way or the other, depending upon, in some cases, emotion, whether they like the guy or not.
All right. Margaret, before you say anything, now I just want to make a comment here. I've made the decision that I'm going to vote for President Obama, and I've made that decision based on what I see as a man who does not understand the problems as well as Republicans would like me to think he does, and specifically this health care problem. But I also was very concerned by his making comments that appear to be for the consumption of media, or for that they seem to be patronizing, and sometimes they appear to be made for the publicity value. And I'm talking about the comment he made before the Olympics about their security, like, hey, I'm a president, and I'll tell you I know all about security, and it looks like things don't look good, and it was a very unfortunate thing. So having said that, you're not debating me. I want to hear what your views are, though.
Well, I understand that, and I know that... I know, Phil, that you make comments on your program oftentimes for effect, so I won't go any further on that.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Yeah, well, why are you butting in there?
Thank you very much, Bud. And did you wash your hands?
No, man, I'm just asking.
Thank you very much, Bud. And did you wash off the finger? That's what I'm asking about.
Did you wash your finger, Bud?
Yeah.
Okay, what is your question?
What are you going to say?
What?
Man, just shut up.
Let me continue. First of all, Mitt Romney, in that comment, and I will be very clear with your audience, these were comments made before a group of people that are support. They were not supporters, the staff members.
Right. That's. It appears as if it was a lunch or something.
Yes, it was a lunch that he was having with staffers, with support staff, and with people that were tasked with carrying out the Romney campaign strategy and... different aspects of it. So he's speaking to his own people.
Preaching to the choir.
Well, no, it's more than preaching to the choir. These are not potential voters. They're not even voters. They are staff. They are working for him.
But I'm preaching to the choir?
No, it's not preaching to the choir. It's different from preaching to the... Oh, God Almighty.
Come on, guys. It's not preaching to the choir, because preaching to the choir... It's as if you're saying, oh, he's out to try to get votes. No, he wasn't out to try to get votes and was talking to people whose votes he's already won. This is a strategy meeting. It's the difference between me going out and meeting listeners and me talking to you guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it. Okay.
Good. Very good analogy, Phil. All right. So, now I forgot what I was going to say. May the God... I hope the Christian God damns both of you down.
Well, yeah, she just said for me to go to...
Shut up, will you? You were talking... Margaret, you were talking... Margaret.
Yeah.
You were talking about Romney and preaching to the choir.
Yes, exactly. All right. So Romney was talking to staffers. Now, I don't care whether it was a publicly made statement or not. Mitt Romney is expressing how he feels about certain things. Now, let's go back to the comments. These are comments, by the way, that are made, and they are made to these staffers, as you were saying, Phil. Let's listen one more time here to Mitt Romney.
47% of the people who vote for the president, no matter what. All right, there are 47% who are with him, who are dependent upon government, who believe that, they are victims.
All right, now, right there, he says there's 47% of the people who will vote for the president no matter what. And then he goes on to describe those people. They are dependent on government. They believe they are victims. They believe the government has a responsibility to care for them. All right?
Yes.
All right.
Who believe the government has a responsibility to care for them, who believe that they're entitled to health care, to food, to housing, to you name it. But that's an entitlement, and the government should give it to them. And they will vote for this president no matter what.
And so in other words, 47%, and remember what he said. He said 47% of all Americans.
There are 47% of the people.
Of the people. So 47% of all the people in the United States who will vote for Obama, and those people are... They're people who believe that the government should care for them. They're people who believe in entitlements. They're people who believe that they are dependent on government, that they're victims. Victims! Now, Phil, here's a news flash. You already said you're going to vote for Obama. I'm voting for President Obama. I am not on an entitlement. I am employed. My husband and I are very wealthy. You are employed. In fact, you employ people. Mitt Romney is an imbecile.
Okay, now here's where we get to...
No, hold on for a minute. No, this isn't where we get to anything. Mitt Romney is absolutely stupid if he doesn't understand who the supporters of Barack Obama are. Here is a man that doesn't know how to do basic math because he says 47% of all the people, or is it 47% of all the voters? Is it 47% of those people that were recently polled? I don't think he knows. But let's go even further. Let's talk about what he believes. And what he believes, Phil, makes him one of the dumbest human beings that God has ever created.
That's it?
Yes, that's it.
Mitt Romney is one of the dumbest human beings that God's ever created.
He is an absolute imbecile. The things that the man says, you pointed out his ridiculous statements before the Olympics. Now this idiot is making these comments about the 47%. I don't know how Mitt Romney gets out of bed in the morning and puts his pants on straight without putting them on inside out. I don't know. Take it easy.
Easy, bud.
That's just funny.
I don't know how Mitt Romney goes out into the world each day without getting hit by a car. I don't know how this man is able to put one word next to another word without it all coming out sounding like MF and C, you know, and up yours and everything else. I think he's inelegant. I think he is stupid. And I'll go you one better, Phil. You think Barack Obama's dangerous for this country? Mitt Romney, if he's elected president of the United States, God help our country. Because the most dangerous vote that you can cast in November is for this blithering idiot, Mitt Romney.
Man, shut up, man.
All right, hold on. That's Margaret's point of view. The most dangerous vote.
Far more dangerous than any vote you'd cast for Barack Obama. And I want to thank the Republican Party right now. I'm Margaret Gray, and I'm a writer. Let me thank all of you Republicans. Because you have fielded a candidate who is everything that you say Barack Obama is. Completely out of touch, dangerous, I mean very dangerous, to the point of possibly treasonous. And
This is the kind of hyperbole and ridiculous talk that I'm talking about.
What is?
No, treasonous, dangerous.
you know.
Well, Phil, if they're going to start throwing those charges around about Barack Obama, let's look at this on an even playing field. Let's take a look at this through dry eyes. This man, Romney, is an utter idiot. And the things he says, I'm telling you, Phil, this man may be able to run a corporation. He knows nothing about people. He knows nothing about the American people. And he is so stupid that it is dangerous to vote for him. And I will underline that again. Mitt Romney is so stupid, it's dangerous to vote for him. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey, Ms. Gray. All right, what are you paying him to applaud?
No, you're doing that spontaneously.
No, I think what she said is very good. And I think Bob probably ought to say that.
Yeah, well, they should hear another side of it.
All right, well, we are going to hear another side of it. We're going to get Bobby Dooley in here. We need a break, though, right, Dan? I think we do. All right, we'll take a break, and then Bobby Dooley's going to join us here in just a moment to give the pro-Romney side. But you just heard Margaret Gray say it. Mitt Romney is so stupid that voting for him would be dangerous, and voting for him may very well be treasonous. 877-876-7445, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is
I'm not
our
kidding.
Bitch.
I've been
the Phil Hendry Show.
I want to say something. You'll get your chance.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-7445, world famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line now, Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, and we're going to get a little point counterpoint going. I don't necessarily want a full debate going here, but I would like to hear what Ms. Dooley has to say, and then Margaret, you give your opinion. Bobby, you there?
I am, Phil. Thank you very much.
And Margaret, you up for this?
I'm very much up for it. Bobby, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Bobby, tell me about Mitt Romney's statements that were released within the last, you know, day or so. These statements at this what appeared to be some kind of a strategy meeting or a staff breakfast, wherein he was describing what he thought the mountain was that he had to climb, describing President Obama's supporters and so forth.
Thank you, Phil. First of all, I want to say that what I heard Margaret say, I thought was very unfortunate. To call a man an imbecile, to call him an idiot, I did not think was necessary, you know.
Well, but what if it's true, you know? What if it is true?
Well, I think that that's something that needs to be discussed as opposed to unilaterally decided.
What did I say that wasn't you found to be wrong?
Everything you said was wrong, everything.
And so you think that this is a man who speaks very clearly when he says that 47% of Obama's supporters are dependent upon government?
Well, I would like to finish, Phil, what I'm saying.
All right, let's let her finish, Margaret.
Well, I know, but I'm looking to try to offset a filibuster here, if I can.
I would like to finish what I'm saying, Phil.
And I'm simply looking to offset a filibuster if I can.
I don't know what you mean by that.
You don't know what a filibuster is?
All right, let me just say this. I'm going to moderate this. I don't want any butting in. I think this will be the best possible way of doing this.
I appreciate that very much, Phil.
But she doesn't know what a filibuster is.
A filibuster is basically talking and talking and talking, but I will regulate, okay?
That's fine with me.
Yeah, all right, whatever you say, Phil, but I do want to get out what I want to say. First of all, I heard Ms. Gray say that Barack Obama is stupid. He is an imbecile. There was an awful lot of name calling there, and I'm always very suspicious of name calling because I don't think that it identifies the problem. I think what the governor was saying was simply this, that there are people who do in this country tend to want the government to take care of their problems. They don't pay taxes. They do see themselves as victims of the government, and they don't believe in personal responsibility. Those people tend to be Barack Obama supporters. That's what Mitt Romney is saying. And I 150% support that, as does my husband.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, I'd love to get my husband in here.
Hold on.
I'm not finished yet. I'm not finished yet.
Well, but I'd love to get my husband in here.
I'm not finished yet. And so that's what I think the governor was saying. The governor was simply saying that of those Americans that do consider themselves victims and that do consider themselves dependent upon government and believe that they the government has a responsibility for them, those people are Barack Obama supporters.
Okay, Margaret.
All right, the governor said more than that, Bobby. The governor said 47% of the people.
Of the people that vote.
Excuse me, it's my, now I get to talk.
Of the people.
Excuse me, now I get to talk. I was told to be quiet, now I get to talk.
Well, it sounds like the news is coming up.
Is the news coming up?
Yeah, we are going to take a news break. I will be right back, okay?
This is obviously, this is very unfair, Phil.
Just hold on, all right?
Yeah, ha ha.
What did you say?
I said ha ha.
All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Go to hell. Ha ha.
Go to hell.
Ha ha.
Phil Henry.